Welcome to Aspire and this Aspire podcast for October 15th, 2022. We're going to talk a little bit about the meaning of fun, gratification, big problem in our culture and our society, and how this all influences an authentic spiritual practice, which is the questions I got regarding a podcast I had done recently on the middle ground. So we'll talk a little bit more about that in a moment. Let's talk about the whole idea of fun. Now, what is fun? What is fun to some people is not to others, and fun has turned strange in our culture, in our society. Our society has actually dictated culture. In past years of my life, at least, what has happened is that the culture of the society, the culture of the people, art, music, things like that, affected society. But now that is not true. We have run the gamut in extreme, and we're always looking for extremes in every way, in social, political, sexual, religious, everything is extreme. And looking for fun has to do a lot with those extremes. Now, for some of us, fun is something we measure out in our life and do not make it the reward for maybe hard work. Most people had thought in my generation, you work hard, then you can have fun, that kind of thing. But that's not the way it really is anymore. And it's really hard to explain to people what fun is. I like this this definition of it in Wikipedia. Behavior or activity that is intended purely for amusement and should not be interpreted as having serious or malicious purposes. Did you hear that? Having serious or malicious purposes. I think a lot of people's fun is malicious, and I think it reflects a frustration that we have with government, with who is running government, how government works. I think it has a lot to do with society getting too large, too big for its own britches, as it were, and there are too many human beings on the planet. We bump into each other at every turn of any event or even a turn in the road. There's always someone behind you or coming at you or ahead of you. There's all sorts of frustrations, and I think our fun today isn't a healthy catharsis, but is absolutely a frustration and often leads to extremes of hurting other people, maybe even killing them, all sorts of perversions. So, with all that being said, and I did say it, we are going to look a little bit at fun. The first question I have is from Raymond. He does not tell me where he lives. Can a person have fun in a spiritual practice that you promote? And then he goes into the things he likes to do and whether or not they would be sanctioned by an authentic spiritual practice. Please understand, I am not promoting an authentic spiritual practice. I teach one, but I don't promote it. It can't be promoted. You have to understand that it is something you come to due to perception, the ability to perceive beyond the confines of your human body and the confines of your emotions and your DNA and your genetics and all of that. You have to come to it. It has to be obvious to you that you can't get there through the human body. People are very frustrated about their lives, and they think that they can change their life by altering their behavior. And part of fun is behavior or activity that is intended purely for amusement and should not be interpreted as having serious or malicious purposes. I think that's an excellent definition. So when we think in terms of fun, we think in terms of hard work and then maybe fun. And fun to us is going to a bar and getting drunk. I've heard this many, many times. Smoking pot. I've heard this many, many times. And then we've got the craziness of people running around naked and in parades and flaunting their sexuality, and they think that's fun, and that's the extreme that we go to. And all of this has formulated our basic idea of society and culture. So with all that being said, what should we do? There has to be a middle ground. And you have to understand that if there is no middle ground, if there is no way of you learning this one little lesson, and it's very simple. When you think in terms of fun, you often maybe think in terms of what something that is pleasuring your and gratifying your emotionality. Everything should have an element of fun in it, in my experience. Meditation is a form of fun. It isn't some amusement. It is a behavior that brings about goodness, brings about insight, fulfills the inner longing of the authentic heart. And then your work should have a lot of elements of love, care, and fun. And love should be a matter of realizing your service to humankind by whatever you're doing in your job and how that affects other people and how they affect other people. And it just goes on and on and on. I was at DMV yesterday. Oh my God. It was just a test of patience. And what I realized is that a lot of the people that are working there don't really want to be there. They're of the nature, of the knack, of just wanting to do their job and then maybe not do it as well and make it seem that they are there not to serve the society or serve their customers or serve their people. They're there to get through a day, and they don't make it fun for themselves. And I watched as they did the things they did, and I looked at this one lady that I was working with, and I said, "Do you have fun in your work at all?" And she looked at me as though I were mentally ill, which probably is true, and said, "Are you kidding me?" And that was the end of that. And I understand the American public is hard to get along with. And I also understand the American public is mentally ill to a great degree. And due to the idea of what the American public considers fun. I mean, I can't imagine spending my money on going to a movie to watch a slasher movie or to watch people being killed. I just can't imagine that, but that's what a lot of people like to do, or buying a gun and going out and hurting someone. It's just not in my genre, but this is what some people think of as fun. So fun is usually a catharsis, and fun and what is fun is revealed by the idea of understanding what my frustrations are and trying to alleviate them through some pleasurable, gratifying event. In a spiritual practice, we have catharsis, and I have given my students meditations that are catharsis. They have four of them, five of them. We spent one whole retreat on doing nothing but catharsis. But they like most human beings like, they like controversy, they like conflict. And they got to have a lot of conflict in there, subtle. And along with that conflict comes self-righteousness, that they are right. And with all of this being said, they'll cathart, but and then let it go. But it's so unsatisfying when you think in terms of your whatever it is, your catharsis that you're doing that I have given my students. And that you're not in the righteous mode. And righteousness is what makes hatred so much fun for most people. When you realize that you are having fun due to the righteousness of hate that you feel deep inside, and you don't even know where that hate came from. It's genetic and it's emotional and it's something that was infused in us in our DNA in order to sustain the ability to kill animals and eat them and survive. When you start looking at all of that, you have to reassess the idea of fun. So, with all that being said, you asked me, can a person have fun in a practice that you are promoting here? It depends on who you are. I look at fun in a different way. To me, I've replaced fun with love. I have a love for what I do. I have a love for the people I try to help. And that love serves the full-on purpose that fun used to be when I was younger and the testosterone was raging through my body. And I realized during certain periods of my life that that was not going to be something I want to live with as a person due to the consequences of my anger, the consequences of my hatred, the consequences of whatever it is that I'm doing that might be malicious, as it were. So I ask you this question, is your fun malicious? And can you really see that it is, or do you just pretend that it's not? In a spiritual practice, the whole effort is to awaken. And it must be one that you take very, very seriously. So can fun be a part of that? It depends if what you call fun is linked to your awakening, is linked to maybe your kindness, your sense of humor, something like that. Then you have something special. Until then, fun can be a lot of things that are malicious to our intent to awaken, or even our intent to live in peace with other people. It all depends on what you call fun. The object of the game is to live in the world, but not to let the world live in you. Next question. I hope that helped. What brings joy and not hatred in fun? And this is from Linda in Los Angeles. Well, joy is the natural effervescence of the heart, the authentic heart. And if you are meditating, if you are finding that still point within you, if you can live in a simplicity, a solitude, and a silence, you will put aside what the body needs and wants for the sake of its own gratification and start looking into the realm of kindness. Nothing is more beautiful, in my estimation, from what I do in my life, than kindness and seeing the relief that a person feels for being kind to them when it would be more apropos for that person to get maybe some punishment or some bad treatment. It really is a matter of compassion. And you can know when you've made headway in your life when compassion brings you the sense of fun. It's a different kind of fun, a joy, I should say, than that of what you used to do when you were very, very frustrated. And then looking for relief through gratification. I'm out of here. I hope that helped. Thank you, Linda. Please forgive me, both of you. And forgive me, dear audience. I hope this helped. If you ever have a question and you want to email me, you can find me at greg@aspire, aspire.org. I'd love to hear from you. Have a beautiful one. I'll be back on the air tomorrow. As always, please forgive me, eh? Namaste.